Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
All right, so there are so many women out there who just want everyone to love them. And Michelle, you ain't one of them.
Right? I used to be. And then I turned 50, and it all changed.
That's liberating. Right, man.
Good girl, Michelle. Good girl.
That's
Thank
right.
You. Thank you.
That's right. Well, you know, that wonderful little voice you just heard was Dr. Sherry Campbell, who is the author of Loving Yourself, The Mastery of Being Your Own Person. And she's going to help us understand how this whole thing works. And we have five reasons to stop seeking acceptance from people who just don't accept you. So first, welcome to Her Radio, Sherry, and we want to hop right into this because this is really cool stuff. So let's start with number one. Some people just aren't going to like us. Tell us, Sherry, what's that all about?
I truly believe that in life there's just a certain percentage of people that we're going to meet that aren't going to like us no matter what we do. So right. I think it's better to accept this than to continue to try to get those people to like you, because if someone doesn't like you, it has a lot more to do with them than it has anything to do with you. I say move on from those people. Don't need to try to change their opinion. Their worth or their idea of you shouldn't determine your worth.
Boy, no kidding. I mean, you can't control somebody else's emotions anyway, Sherry,
Mm-mm.
right? So
Mm-mm.
you have to,
yeah.
I mean, you have to look at that and go, I can only control myself, and that's it. But so how do we accept that when we can't make everyone happy because we are women and that's what we want to do? And so how do we deal with the impact that it has on our self-esteem? Because women they want to be liked.
They do. Women seem to have this horrible fear of someone being mad at them or someone not liking them. And if that's the reality that a woman lives in, she's going to be horribly let down. I really believe that if you become centered on yourself, not self-centered, but centered on yourself, and you're focused on your passions and your dreams and becoming whole, you will find the people that are going to be like you and attracted to you. And the rest who don't, you know, like you, they usually don't like you either because they want to be you or jealous of you, or they hate themselves. And you can't change
that. I love that.
That.
I love that. And
that's,
you know,
so
this
true.
Really, this goes hand in hand with, you know, your five realities about people. So the first one is some just aren't going to like us. Okay, get over it already.
Oops,
the second one is others don't determine our worth, and that's so true. And what you just said basically says that. I mean, you should never feel as though someone else's words are going to define your worth and who you are. And then the third one, it's a waste of emotional energy. Tell us about that one.
When we really are spinning our wheels to work hard to get the acceptance and approval we want from someone else, and we continue to get the same rejection, at some point, you've got to realize you're a hamster running in a wheel. The scenery is not changing. And so you get to decide how long you're going to waste your time there. I wouldn't suggest anyone spend a whole lot of time doing that. You have to respect yourself enough at some point to move on. And just know when enough is enough, because you just cannot influence another person. And let them be. Let them walk their path. You will feel such relief when you get past needing their approval. And the freedom that you'll feel once you can get unhooked to be yourself is absolutely liberating.
It is. It's completely liberating. So let's talk about, is it more powerful to let go? And I already know the answer to this question because I've been doing this lately, and it's been hugely powerful. But tell us what you think, Sherry.
I think that it takes a lot more courage to let go than it does to hang on.
Amen.
And the reason I say that is because when you let go, you are going to fake maybe a feeling of your stark aloneness. And so many women especially are afraid to be alone, that they would rather be connected to somebody who makes them miserable.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But if someone has to break you to fix themselves, there's a problem.
And oh, I love that. Say that one more time. That's very powerful.
If someone has to break you to fix themselves, there's a problem.
And that's women. And so, women do that all the time. Yeah.
Yes, it's so woman. Yeah. It's so woman to do that. You know, and they put up with so much crap, you know, and they should have just let go somewhere along the line. And it just blows your mind. But, you know, as women, I think all of us have been there. I'm sure you have too, right, Sherry?
Oh, gosh, yes. I don't know that I would have been able to write this had I not.
That's why she wrote the book.
Exactly. You know, yeah. I was sort of born into this type of, this isn't just men or partners or friends. This is family sometimes too.
Exactly.
So you have to be able to have the courage to find yourself. And being alone can be hard. You go through some stages of shattering and all these other things that we don't want to find. But if you can hold on and not go back to the people who need to break you to feel good, you will find that you can soar above and get the deserving kind of love that you want.
Right.
You know, when you stay around people who break you, you're ripped away from the soaring kind of love you deserve.
So how can we choose to let negative people bring us down, to not let negative people bring us down is what I'm trying to say.
What I always tell my patients is that people are just people. They aren't powers. Right? We either give someone a power or not, but it's an agreement that we make. And some women get into the idea that they're forced there. Well, no one is forced anywhere, right? If you're born with a courageous heart of a lion and you choose to live as a mouse, then that's a choice you're making, right? So it is about courage, but the only way, I'll have women say, but I don't have courage. And I'll say, well, you develop courage by doing courageous things. At some point, you have and just step out and do it, and there's the unknown, and there's the risk, and there's all that stuff. Yet, if you do it, the greatest gift you give the other people, right, if you really want these people to learn, you don't want to give more to them.
Right,
them.
Right.
You want to give them the natural consequences that their behavior would cause, which would be loss.
Boundaries.
Right. Boundaries. So let's just go to, I want to do a quick recap here. So I want to make sure all the women out there on her radio are hearing this. So the five realities about people: some just aren't going to like us. Okay. Others don't determine our worth. You got that right. It is a waste of emotional energy. I call them energy vampires. It is more powerful to let go, as Michelle said so beautifully. And then finally, who cares? People are just people. They're not powers unless we let them be powers, which is where the rub is. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I think that we rub against these people almost as a gift because they are the things that challenge us. It's the counterforce that challenges you, that who are you going to love? Are you going to give yourself away or are you going to learn to love yourself? If you learn to love yourself, you will be unstoppable, and you're a better lover of other people and a better chooser.
It's so true. It is really so true. That statement that you just made, you know, that's what women need to embrace. And women also need to embrace other women and quit backstabbing, nitpicking,
Amen.
Gossiping, all the things that women, we need to come together as a community. We've not done that. Men do that very well. We don't do that well at all.
Men do it very well. Women really have a jealousy issue. And one of the things that I feel like is that I'm all for nice things and being beautiful and all that. But the kindness of your character needs to say more about you than your designer handbag.
And I want everyone out there to hear that. It's the kindness of character. We've been talking to Dr. Sherry Campbell, who is the author of Loving Yourself, The Mastery of Being Your Own Person. She's helped us with the five reasons to stop seeking acceptance from people who don't accept you. Thank you, Dr. Campbell, for being on her radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
Ladies, mastering being your own person is starting with loving yourself. You're listening to her radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.